the second reading. We will first read from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. For the arms of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful according to God, to the overthrow of strongholds. And then chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And it is not wonderful, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also transform themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Just a few thoughts to direct us. We've already had ideas. Things have come in. These verses are close together. So there's been a lot of connection between the end of this and the beginning. But it's interesting that though the strongholds, as Paul's speaking of, had a direct impact upon the attack on his ministry as an apostle, yet I think the application of this goes far beyond just Paul's experience. In fact, it wouldn't have been needed to record it in the Word of God. It was just limited to Paul's experience. Strongholds are these. This word is used here. That's the only place. And it's an amazing thing that it's very much, we've been looking at Jericho recently. In fact, the brother had a little bit of some thoughts last night about it. And it's very interesting that the Jericho's walls was a fortress. Massive. Impenetrable. Actually a double-walled fortress. With an embankment inside the first wall of a slippery slope that you never could ascend. So, naturally speaking, it was an impossible fortress to penetrate, but not for God. And it was pointed out that the Israelites, they had to come to an end of themselves. As a brother put it, they traveled around this city, and at the end of the seventh time on the seventh day, there was nothing in them left as far as what they could do. They realized this is pointless as far as what we're able to do. We're doing nothing. And yet it was the power of God that had to be at work. And I think we see this here. Paul is not trusting in Paul. He had the sentence of death in themselves, that they would not trust in themselves. And therefore, his confidence, his trust to overthrow strongholds is not in Paul. It's not according to Paul's ability or his skills. It's according to the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we see this. I believe these strongholds go even maybe higher than the reasonings and the high things. It seems that Satan himself is involved in the strength of a stronghold. A stronghold is something, obviously it's only used here, and it's something that is so impenetrable that man cannot defy it. And we see, I think, something about this, that in Paul's time there was there false apostles trying to erode the truth and the ministry of Paul's service among the saints, trying to take away the cross. Being crucified with Christ, trying to remove that from the people of God, thus leaving them completely vulnerable to all the influences that would come in among them. And they were very vulnerable. We see them as a people, as a group. And so it's very important for us, I think, to pursue this, understanding that this application is far bigger than just Paul's experience. And Satan is really working overtime in these days. We know with the recent Supreme Court ruling, he has already applied pressure to the people of God in a very practical way, trying to cause them to conform and submit to the world's ideas. And the pressure is being applied. I don't know if anybody's heard about this. There's been believers that are now being incarcerated because they wouldn't support it. They wouldn't go along with it. And so this is something that's not just over there on the other side of the world. This was said. The terrorists are all around. The influences are tremendous upon the saints today. And I have no doubt that we're going to face it. As saints locally, saints in this side of the country, in this country of the United States, we're going to face the reality of what it means to face serious strongholds. And so may the Lord really help us to really pursue this and really delve into this and grasp at what the Spirit of God would teach us to help us in these last days.
The resurrection ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is wonderful, but yet there's something greater than that. He has ascended. We have an ascended Christ, and God's full thought for his people is Christ ascended, not just Christ crucified or Christ risen. We know he being not risen, we'd still be in our sins. But now that he's ascended, he functions in 8 different mediatorial offices. And if we take advantage of those 8 different mediatorial offices, we can overcome these strongholds. For example, he's our advocate. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. So take advantage of his advocacy. Any sin in your life, confess it. And the Lord Jesus is there functioning as our advocate. He's our great high priest. Ever living to make intercession for us. Take advantage of his priestly ministry. He's the head of the assembly, the third mediatorial office. What do you get from the head? You get nourishment, you get direction, you get control. So he's the head of the body, he's head of the assembly. Take advantage of his headship ministry. You want, where am I going to go? Who am I getting married to? What college am I going to go to? Well, what am I going to do? Well, look to your head. Christ is the head. That'll overcome the stronghold. Then, not only that, he has a shepherd ministry to gather. He was the good shepherd, giving his life for the sheep. He's now the great shepherd, and he gathers. How good to have this wonderful shepherd, especially the young. He gathers the young as well as the older ones. So he has a shepherd ministry. He has a lordship ministry, but that has to do with the kingdom of God, not the church of God. So take advantage of his lordship. He's my Lord, he's your Lord. We confess him as our Lord. So that's in the kingdom of God. And so how wonderful that is. Then, I don't know if I'm on the 8th one or not, but anyhow, he is the minister of the sanctuary, having more excellent ministry now that he's ascended. He takes part in a morning meeting. He leads us in worship to God the Father after the breaking of the bread. Take advantage of that. Some people don't know what you're talking about. How wonderful that is, to take advantage of the Lord's present ministry. And we'll have the victory. We'll overcome these strongholds. Just a suggestion. He's a great foot washer, too. I forgot that one. He still washes the brethren's feet by the washing of the water by the word. Take advantage of that. You don't have to wait for him to take initiative. You can take initiative yourself by reading the precious word of God, the Bible. That's where we get our answers. Okay, carry on.